Synthoid Bradley, did you hear that? Did you hear the contempt he has for you and your kind? Now think! Think back to all your fake memories and decide, whose side are you really on?
Must destroy Rob.
No!
It's over. And now, nothing can save you.
Must destroy...
Doctor! Help!
Except me.
Must destroy... Relic, help me. I am so confused.
The White Guardian.
Ah, oh, thank my lucky stars and gussets. Quite literally, in fact.
Gussets are a tool of the Black Guardian. As the Guardian of Light in Time, I only approve of garters. Events must be allowed to continue on their current path. Relic, you must not interfere.
But everything we have worked towards culminates in the opening of the gateway to the next universe. This pathetic human must not be allowed to escape and help the Doctor.
What's that he's got there? It's a crystal. Like mine. Only a bit different.
No, Rob. It is in fact precisely the same. Even at a subatomic level.
Black Guardian, I summon you.
What is it, triflingly inept servants?
Rob must be destroyed, or everything we have worked towards will be ruined.
No!
What? What's going on? They've... merged!
The sanctity and safety of Rob McCall must not be compromised.
What's special about him? He's nothing.
You do not understand. It may seem from first sight as if the smallest insect is insignificant and the tallest man holds the world in his hand. But for those that see the entirety of space and time, the reverse is often true.
Oh, I'm nothing special.
In fact, you're a bit of a bore.
And when you tell a joke, we've all heard it before.
What?
But what you do may be. Your destiny is one with the Doctor's. We have already said too much. You will all forget.
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 What am I doing here?
Mr. Relic, what time do you call this? I only gave you a tea break.
On my way, sir.
How odd. I feel like I've forgotten something hugely important. Well, no change there then. Time to leave.
Well, here we are, Ed.
The gateway. It looks lifeless.
It hasn't been activated yet, but it's enormous, isn't it? To have linked so many chronon multipliers together without causing a temporal fissure must have taken an immense feat of engineering. And then to have aligned the structure to an exact shifting universal conduit. Breathtaking.
So what is it?
Why, a hole into another universe, of course. The next universe.
Snappy title. What makes you so sure it's the next one? It might lead to some weird parallel dimension where the world is ruled by sheep, or JLS are good.
No, Ed. Parallel universes are entirely different. And only for Time Lords to holiday in, I mean preside over. No, we're talking about the natural successor to our universe, the universe in waiting. When the Great Crunch pulls in and everything is crushed to a singularity, at the very minoga second that our universe vanishes into a pinprick, a new one will be brought into being. This machine has ripped a hole in the fabric of time and created a gateway to the future of the next universe. Could be eerily similar, could be completely different. It's a universal reboot, our entire universal history, second performance.
So, are we going to close it down?
Of course not. This is where Garain and I take over.
What? A gun!
Precisely.
Where did you get that? You never carry guns.
I picked your pocket some time ago.
Well, well, well. and the hideous human, Mr. Bradley, in his repulsively annoying voice.
Geraint, I didn't hear you come in.
That's what they said at the matinee performance of the Phantom Revival. I gunned down 450 bankers. The motto of the story, Doctor, don't schedule your opening night against one of my financial dominance seminars.
Well, I can't approve of that, Geraint, but...
You've decided to join me. Magnificent.
I finally realized everything you showed me was true. I could never ally myself with such pathetic fops as Bradley and Macau. It's time we opened this gateway and completed our vision.
The hub provides access to an entire universe. A universe without a leader. A universe in financial disarray. Do you know there are worlds there that haven't even invented a taxation system for themselves? Imagine it. People roaming around like cattle, buying, selling, and earning, and nobody creaming off a percentage. One can scarcely comprehend such madness.
And the planets, they just exist, hanging there in space. No one actually owns them. The stock markets never rise and fall because there are no markets. No bankers, no bankers' bonuses. All that money just being spread amongst the humble citizens of the universe. Shall I open the gateway now?
If you would be so kind, my friend.
It's quite simple, really. You just need to know the mechanics of the universe boundaries and how to traverse them. Then it's all a simple matter of aligning the temporal phase shifters to compensate for the portal nexus, making sure to deadlock all temporal instabilities. After that, all you need to do is activate the central power source, and if your Kilraxians will kindly activate those controls on the left all at once, I'll eliminate the redshift and fold back the flimflam oscillators.
You heard the man, Commander. Summon your army and activate the controls.
All forces advance. Activating hull.
You have done it!
The pleasure was all mine. So, what next?
Now we advance. Commander, lower the scaffold and order the fleet to move through the gateway.
Kilraxian leader of the battle fleet, you are clear to begin the advance. All commanders are to set their squadrons onwards immediately.
Impressive. The entire roof is folding back into the planet.
How long will it take the fleet to reach the next universe?
With a hub this sophisticated, I'd say about 10 minutes.
10 minutes until universal domination. Would you care to join me in a victorious laugh?
Perhaps later.
Suit yourself.
Excuse me. I'm still here, you know. I believe I was promised a reward.
Ah, of course. Where are my manners? Mr. Relic, reward, Ed.
With pleasure, sir.
Was that really necessary?
Never trust a traitor. Not even one you create. Besides... he was only a synthetic duplicate, not the real thing. My synthetic Rob remains at large. I don't suppose you've seen him anywhere.
I took care of him when we were in the forest. He's currently enjoying his shoes, which I magnetically locked together with some crimps and my sonic screwdriver from the TARDIS. I hardly needed two fake companions, did I?
Battle fleet entering gateway!
Very soon now, Doctor. Very soon. We're going to build a better world. What's that wheezing, groaning sound?
I'm not sure.
Mr. Gray, there's another ship appearing in the gateway. What kind of ship?
We're not sure. but it seems to be destabilizing the portal. Have the fleet shoot it down. 5,000 credits to the soldier that lands the obstruction.
I wouldn't recommend that. Weapons fired inside the gateway could prove disastrous.
Tell the fleet to hail that ship and find out what it is.
Come on. Oh, someone wants to talk. I'm a little busy right now. Could you call back later? Do your worst. Here goes nothing.
Someone get me a visual. I want to see that ship. We're working on it, sir.
I have it. A lodging.
Impossible. That's your TARDIS, isn't it?
You know, I do believe it is.
Then who's flying it?
Perhaps it's another Time Lord.
Don't get glib with me, Mr. Corain. That ship is destroying the temporal stability of the gateway. If it doesn't stop what it's doing, the entire hub will collapse. You lied.
I did, and in a few moments the gateway is going to collapse. How does it feel, Corain, to know it's all about to slip through your fingers?
You will suffer unimaginably for this.
Portal instability increasing. Now at 80%. It won't last much longer.
Order the Kilraxians to withdraw immediately.
Kilraxian fleet, you are hereby ordered to pull back and return to Venus 4. The gateway is... It's gone into overload. The entire portal is about to collapse in on itself.
Then stabilize it.
We don't know how. The controls are fried. We need to get away from the hub before it blows sky high.
Doctor, you will fix this.
Rob, get out of there.
Oh, got to regain control. Got to get some control back. Oh, that should do it, I think. It sounds like my work here is done. I just have to get out of here before... If I'm remembering what the doctor taught me, that bell sounds to indicate that the ship is out of danger. I'm in the clear.
Oh no.
Gawain, get back.
Close to ultimate power, only to have it stripped away. I take it your memories have fully returned.
Correct, and I have you to thank for it. When Ed returned, I remembered when we first visited this planet, when it came under attack from your droids. And do you know what it was that triggered the return of my memory, Garain? It was the guilt. Knowing that I hadn't saved the people of this planet from your tyranny, knowing that my presence might have made things worse. Everything I am came flooding back to me at that moment, and I became determined to stop you.
So, the deceiver has been deceived.
I had a good teacher. It was a clever plan, Garain, trying to implant false memories and twist my mind enough that I would help you. Unfortunately, you didn't count on Rob's resourcefulness. The real Rob, by the way. The White Guardian had him watching over me all along. I do apologise for putting a dent in your profits.
Fool, do you really think all this was for money? I've spent my life acquiring money, not because I enjoy wealth, but because money is power.
And you don't have enough power already?
This universe is full of selfish, greedy, myopic imbeciles, Doctor. Believe it or not, I actually make things better.
I have prevented wars, saved planets.
All for your own purposes.
Does it matter? This new universe was my chance to achieve total dominance. Not only did you take that away, you massacred my Hylraxians. But I suppose it's not a total loss. Who was aboard your TARDIS, Doctor? Was it young Rob? Did you send him to his death?
I have faith in Rob. He knew what he was doing. He would have gotten out of there, I know it. If I were you, I'd be more worried about myself. The Black Guardian won't be happy about your failure here.
Speaking of whom?
And you must be here to read the electricity meter.
I am the Black Guardian, Emperor of Universal Chaos, Orchestrator of Destruction, and your eternal shadow, Doctor.
Why are you here, Black Guardian? You're forbidden to act directly by those even more powerful superiors of yours, so you can't harm me. Why don't you slope off back to your shadow cage dimensions and let me go?
I cannot act directly, but I can still destroy you, Doctor. Green, kill the Doctor now, and I will show you another way into the next universe.
To what end? The Doctor has destroyed our army. Our alliance has ended.
Fool. The status of our partnership is not yours to affect. But I suspected you may turn against me. The Black Guardian always has an ace in the hole. Rolik!
You called my guardian.
Your time has come. Kill both the Doctor and Garain, and the Galactic Bank shall be yours for the taking.
Everything comes to he who waits, and I have waited so very long for this moment.
Look out, Garain. He's armed.
I wouldn't worry about it, Doctor. He does this about once a year.
What are you talking about, sir?
We dance this tedious dance every so often, Mr. Relic. You see, the real Relic died some time ago. Good secretaries being hard to find, I decided to simply duplicate him. Unfortunately, a fault in the programming has been causing my synthoid relics to betray me ever since. You're number 13, by the way.
What? No. I am real.
A real duplicate.
This can't be, sir. No.
The stress of this revelation usually causes the meltdown we just witnessed. Remind me to order Relic number 14 later.
Garain, you nauseate me.
Oh, do lighten up.
You are both weaklings.
And you can't have Black without...
Really? Must you follow me everywhere?
Trying to escape me is like trying to escape your own shadow. You will never succeed.
And likewise, wherever you go, I will be there to disrupt your sickening plans for universal harmony. We are bound together by those we cannot name.
White Guardian, surely the Black Guardian has exceeded his authority. He has masterminded a scheme to invade an entire galaxy.
Be silent! You speak of matters you could not possibly comprehend.
Oh, but he is right. This time, you have gone too far. Your plan threatened to unbalance two universes.
If you knew this, why did you not intervene sooner?
Like my counterpart, I follow our rules. I placed young Rob within the asylum with instructions to watch over the Doctor and guide him out of your clutches.
Oh, those synthetic duplicates really were a colossal waste of time, weren't they?
Failures, upstarts! Do you really think that this is over?
Brother Black, our lords wish an audience with you.
You have no jurisdiction over me!
You will face judgment.
No! No!
Is he?
Destroyed? You know as well as I do that light cannot exist without the dark, Doctor. Though the Black Guardian will be punished for his interference in mortal affairs, he shall return. I cannot exist without him. Much like yourself and Torgarain here, we are two sides of the coin.
How delightful. Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I must be on my way.
Doctor, Torgarain now possesses knowledge of the next universe and the means to enter it. I can, if you wish, deal with him.
What?
What would happen to him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. Ever.
No, no, perhaps he deserves it, but I can't condemn him to nothingness.
Very well, then he shall be removed from this time.
Excuse me?
You cannot remain here, Garay. You know too much. You will be placed in another time period where you will not possess such power.
Where is he?
In a time where he will cause less destruction. He is your responsibility now, Doctor. You chose to spare him.
I understand. Now there's something I need to know. Rob, is he?
That I cannot say. Goodbye, Doctor. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Wait, wait, come back. I need to know. Well, well.
Finally!
Rob, you're alive!
Yeah, am I late? Return coordinates sort of, well, slipped my mind. Ended up trapped with the bee people of Oberon 9 and had to marry their princess in order to escape their planet. She was quite honey, actually. That's a story for another time.
Rob, I'm amazed you were even able to pilot the TARDIS. Why did you never mention it before today?
I don't know, I guess I never saw the point. But we've travelled together for a long time now. I've watched you operate those controls hundreds of times. I guess it's just started to stick after a while. To be honest, I don't think you'd ever trust me enough to let me have a go.
Rob, I know I can be rather harsh with you, but you've made me very proud today. And I appreciate everything you did for me in the asylum.
Oh yeah, I take it our plan worked then.
Perfectly. The Kilraxian army has been destroyed and the Black Guardian has been defeated.
And as for naughty Mr. Garain?
He's out there. Somewhere. I won't worry about him for now, Rob. Let's get out of here.
Well, allow me. I'll take the controls.
I might regret this.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Hang on, that's not right. Rob, you better put your TARDIS seatbelt on.
What's going on, Doctor?
I'm alive.
Here, what's wrong with your face, mate?
You there! What is the location and the year?
Are you balmy or something?
Sir, what year is this?
Well, you're in England. Start of the century, innit? Are you feeling all right, mate? You don't look quite the ticket.
England on Earth? Doctor, I will find my way out of this hellish time period. And I promise you, we shall meet again!
Who are you talking to?
Oh, shut up! I wonder, my good man, would you be interested in making a little money?